Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have to admit, the Democrats amaze me with this idea that Biden's going to be their candidate in 2024. And they, I mean, he won't be. I'm going to tell you right now, Joe Biden will not be their candidate. And I'm going to put a caveat on this. It would be the craziest decision of their lives to let Joe Biden run again. But then again, think about the crazy decisions that these people have done. Alvin Bragg prosecuting Trump for a misdemeanor that he didn't even do. And I've told you, I couldn't imagine in my wildest dreams why you would do something so stupid. It empowered Trump in ways that the Democrats know they can't fix. Now, that being said, they may believe that Donald Trump has no chance of winning because the big cheat is in and they can cheat their way into elections, because these two things, if they do them, guarantee the Republicans a win. Not that we needed it, because all you have to do is look at the results of the Democrats. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I speak of this often because it's deserved. It is deserved for us to talk about how silly it is to think you're going to get an 80-plus-year-old guy who's suffering from dementia, who is embroiled in probably the deepest controversies of any president in history, and they want him to run. There is a faction of people out there who want this man to continue. What more results do you need? Do you need more crime in cities? How many more transgender reading hours do you need? How much more of a sissified military do you need? How many threats of World War III do you need? How much more inflation can you tolerate? How much higher do you want the price of gasoline to go? How much oil needs to be depleted from the strategic petroleum reserves for you to finally wake up? How about our lack of independence on foreign oil, and now what I just referenced earlier? And I could go on. How much do you need? Do you need another potential lockdown? Do you need more people to lose their businesses? Do you need a higher suicide rate among regular people? Do you need a higher suicide rate among veterans? Do you need higher crime rate in cities? Do you need fewer cops on the street? What more mayhem can you heap on this country with this clown, and people still want him to be president? And I don't know about you, but I'm so vocal. I was at a baseball game this weekend, and I was talking to one of the parents, and I was vocal. I'm pro-Trump, pro-America, pro-conservatism, pro-truth, pro, quite frankly, whoever gets it. I don't care if it's Trump, great, I hope it is, but if it's DeSantis, okay, I'll deal with that. But here's what I don't want. I don't want Joe Biden back. And I believe the overwhelming consensus of this country, probably in the 65-70%, agree with me. And more so, I think they don't just agree that they don't want Joe Biden. I think they don't want leftism. They don't want wokeism. They're sick of it, as you should be. Here's what Politico reported this. Determining the extent to which Biden's poor job rating endangers his likely reelection bid is not just an academic exercise. A deep dive into the numbers reveals Biden isn't just struggling with independence and near unanimous disapproval among Republicans. He's also soft among Democrats and demographic groups, a weakness that suggests a diminished enthusiasm for his candidacy. Seriously? Suggest? Though something that could be papered over by partisan voting patterns in the general election. Let me put it more succinctly. He's hated among Republicans, he's despised among independents, and he's tolerated among Democrats. And they want you to believe, well, it's just a tepid response. Let me tell you,
Joe Biden has no statistical chance to win the same way he had no statistical chance of winning in 2020. They cheated him in. And the only way he could win is if they cheated him in. And you know what they're telling you? The appetite to cheat him in is diminished. And let me just put it another way as well. They won't be able to cheat in a guy who doesn't have all his faculties. They can't do it. At some point, even the powers that be have to say, look, if we cheat him in again, they're going to know the cheat is in. Because he's going to be a bumbling clown. He's already so bad. I don't know if you watched him go around in Ireland. If you listen to him and with Hunter going, no, Dad, that's not what he said. No, Dad. No, Dad. No, over here, Dad. Let's get him some rest, y'all. I mean, it was pathetic. You know, you get me started on Hunter Biden representing America in Ireland. Seriously? I talked about it the other day, and there's no sense talking about it again. They say for Biden, the polling presents both serious warning signs and reason to think his peril may be overstated. Okay, so here's what they say. They say Biden's 43% approval rating at this juncture of his term puts him roughly even with past presidents who have both won, Obama and Reagan. Obama was at 43, Reagan was at 41, and lost those like Trump at 42% and Jimmy Carter at 40%. Now, the Trump one, they cheated. Carter deserved to lose. Reagan deserved to win. Barack Obama, he was going to win, even though I think they cheated. But so the point is, he's in between. They're saying, we don't know really what's going to happen. They said, but to underscore how things changed between mid-April of the year before the election and the next November, look at the Bushes. George H.W. and George W. sported high approval ratings at this point. George H. W. was 77% approval coming out of the Iraq War, and George W. was 75%. And both of them, George Bush H.W. lost, and George Bush barely won in the next one. Because, again, the cheat was on in that one. But he didn't deserve to win, to be honest with you. But here's the deal. I can practically guarantee you Joe Biden is going to be with the Bushes. They were at 70-something percent approval. Joe Biden's at 40-something percent approval. His approval rating, by the time the election rolls around, probably will be barely above 30. There's nothing this man is going to do to save himself between now and then. Inflation's going to still be high. We're still going to be at the brink of war. Gas prices high, fuel prices high, you name it. There's nothing that's going to save him or the Democrats. And right now they're trying to hold back the floodgates because you've already got Joe Kennedy who's throwing his hat in, and there will be many others.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Got a busy hour with all that's going on. Trans legislation. We're under attack by the LGBT community, specifically the trans right now. But you notice how they sometimes it's the lesbians, sometimes it's the gays, sometimes it's the bisexuals. Rarely are the bisexuals involved. But and then there's the trans, and then of course there's the Qs, the queers, because we don't know what they are, right? All the different I'm non-binary, this, that, and the other. And every time you listen, you know, something comes up about them, they're nothing but freaks. Oh, this one steals luggage. This one wants to be, has a puppy fetish. And instead of hearing about their qualifications, we got to hear about all their little freaky stuff. Oh, except this, America. This is now the new norm that you should have, I don't know, an umbrella sticking out of your butt as you walk around in public. Who knows? What's going to be the next little phase? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The dollar is under attack. I don't think they're going to be able to do much about it. I'm not giving out my strategy because I think, you know, I don't want the left to get too complacent. But there is a strategy to keep the dollar as the standard for whatever. But it isn't going to last long the way we're going with these knucklehead leftists, because they like to spend money. They want to put us in third world country status like you wouldn't believe. There's a part of me that wants them to have to live on their own. You know what I mean? Go kill that squirrel so you can eat. And watch how fast they change. Watch how fast they make friends with a Bubba. The dude that can make that car run. Not the electric car, but that internal combustion engine car where old Bubba takes his oil, you know, from cooking chicken, and he makes biodiesel. Watch what happens when the world goes to crap and they are looking for people that get their hands dirty. No more cocktail sipping weenies out there as your friends. You're going to be looking for the Bubbas. You better have a Bubba friend. And you know what they're going to be hoping and praying? That he's got a gun and lots of ammo. That's what they're going to be hoping for. Oh, man, it'll be a whole different world if leftists get their way. Anyway, the dollar's under attack. We got spy planes and spy cranes. I don't know if you guys heard the story about spy cranes, but maybe we'll play that clip as well. I was surprised at this. I didn't even know what it was, but Peter Ducey's asking KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, about spy cranes. Another way the Chinese figure out what we're doing. Anyway, we've got a Chinese trade deficit that would choke a racehorse. And what are we talking about? Well, we haven't talked about Trump and Stormy Daniels in a while because they put that on the back burner, right? They're going to wait until the November-December time frame where the New York AG says, Donald Trump, dude, look at him, he's all crooked. And then the district attorney of Manhattan is going to bring up the next part of the case, which is going to be thrown out. But it's all in an attempt to demoralize America, to make us believe Trump's hated, which means you're hated, which means everybody loves their side, except, as I said in the previous segment, Joe Biden sucks. He stinks on ice. Nothing is supposed to stink on ice. They put the man on ice so he wouldn't stink. But what's he do when they let him out of the dungeon? He goes to Ireland and he puts his foot in his mouth. Makes a fool out of himself in America. And how do you come back from that? And as I keep explaining, it doesn't get easier when you get old. It gets worse. See, if he was 17, I'd say, well, by the time he's 19, he's going to have matured to a level, whatever. If he's 19, by the time he gets to 21, we go, oh, you know, he'll be a little more mature. By the time he gets to 25, there's a level where you get more maturity, right? You get into your 40s, you really start to understand life. It's funny because when you're, you know, 25 years old, you think you've got it. But no, you're still learning. You're still evolving. You're getting better. And even though you may be losing some physicality in your 30s into your 40s, your mind is getting sharper. You're taking all this input you had as a youngster and you're honing it. That doesn't happen when you're 79, 80 years old. It's going downhill physically and mentally. I don't have to build you a chart, but I can tell you, you take your physical and your mental, and while they're creeping up, you know, in your teens, both are creeping up in your teens and going into your 20s. But in your 30s, your physicality starts to drop off, but your mental acuity continues to rise. That's where the line begins to separate. But then about your 60s and 70s, those lines come back together. They start to both dip. And suddenly your mental acuity is going way down. And for some, it goes down a lot faster. And that's what's going to happen to Joey Demento. So, leftists, if you're trying to celebrate this clown, you better be thinking about something else. And, oh, he is going to have a little bit of heat on him. Because I'm going to tell you, they will be bringing up this case about Joe Biden and what he's been doing. It will come up. Ukraine embezzlement, this money that's going over there, they're talking about $400 million that's been stolen from these billions that we've sent over there. Now, it might not reflect directly on Joe, but it's going to reflect on everybody who says, Ukraine, Ukraine, everybody who wants to put the Ukrainian flag up and act like Zelensky is the next best thing since sliced bread.
He's a former comedian who's trying to reform a country that's corrupt. And quite frankly, I think he's become just as corrupt. That's speculation on my part. But if you want to change your country, get in the mix, man. And don't try to get on the cover of Time magazine with your wife. Go do something legit. Now, if you wanted to give the man some credit, I will say this. He soaked America for a lot of money. So kudos to you, Zelensky, on that one. What about oil prices surging? I don't know if it's happened in your area. Oil prices are up $1 a gallon. I don't even know what happened. They were supposedly going down. I'm paying right now the highest price for gasoline I've ever paid. Are you? What about inflation? Is that going down? Nobody's talking about the Wu flu anymore, are they? I want to talk about this just for a bit. The U.S. national emergency to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic ended as Biden signed this bipartisan congressional resolution to bring it to a close after 3 years. So in other words, they've officially now said, we milked you suckers for as much as we can get out of you, so now we can shut it down. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to wait on the next thing. We're going to put in legislation that makes it even easier for us to do it. That was phase one. Wait till you get a hold of phase two. Don't get too comfortable, people. They said the public health emergency, it underpins tough immigration restrictions at the U.S. border, which are set to expire on May 11th. So that's part of what Biden's border issue is going to be, because he's reverting back to the Trump-era border policies. We'll get more into that, too. So we've got a lot of issues here. By the way, I didn't even get into some of the others. For example, Act Blue. This criminal organization, fundraising organization for the Democrats, should be front and center news. We're not talking about it. They cheated. The same way they cheated in fundraising, they cheated in the election. We got to jump all over this, folks. We got a lot of stuff to cover.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The U.S. ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, is calling on Russia to immediately release Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was arrested on spying charges earlier this month. Southwest Airlines dealing with another scheduling dilemma after about a one-hour ground stop across the USA today. FlightAware counts about 1,800 delayed flights. Deadline day for filing your federal income tax return, but you can get an extension.
Procrastinators have been blessed by the IRS in that they can have a free extension. And I mean free because we don't have to give any excuse whatsoever.
Accountant Bill Denty says you can even file online. That'll give you till mid-October to submit your tax return. Galaxy Quest may live again. The showbiz newspaper Variety reports Paramount's in the early stages of turning the Star Trek spoof into a series. The 1999 movie starred Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, and the late Alan Rickman. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank, anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
room? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So this trans thing is a lot bigger than it looks. And I love stories like this because it seems like it's a one-trick pony. Oh, these trans people are doing all this stuff. We're spending all this time on trans. No. It's a bigger issue. It's got women. It's got education in it. It's got societal impact, legislative issues, policy issues, all these things rolled into this particular issue. And the biggest part of it is that in defending women, you're going at the trans community, the LGBT. And so, there's this battle royale that's brewing inside of the leftism because how do you defend women and support trans, support men coming over and dominating women? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So there's all that impact. And then you start looking at, well, women don't make as much as men and women can't do this or that. And you start looking at Title IX and what it was set up to do and help young girls feel like they could play sports and build a sense of pride when these girls, because let's face it, if you play a sport and you're good at it, then people really take note. And there's always been separation, men and women. So then we get into all this other stuff that colleges and stuff are teaching about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and all these different gender bases and all these different sexualities that we're supposedly able to have. This is an attack on all of that, and we can sit back and watch this fire burn, watch this nuclear bomb explode right in the face of leftists. And guess what? It's blowing up corporate America as well, because these clowns are just as bad in terms of, oh, well, we're going to get woke and we're going to put Dylan Mulvaney or whatever the person's name on a can, and we're going to, we talked about it ad nauseum, but I love this topic. I love it because these are where the debates begin. We're now at least beginning to have some kind of a debate. Now, people are, well, why are the conservatives bringing this up? This is the typical conservative reaction. We put a transgender person on a beer can and they explode. No. It's not just about the transgender. It's about why are you doing it? What motivated you to do something so stupid? And you know it's stupid. Anheuser-Busch is backing away, or InBev is backing away. Oh, we don't know. Let's just hold on a minute here, okay? Pierce Morgan was talking about this on with a debate with Bill. Well, he was on Bill Maher, and there was a Democrat woman
who's trying to stick up for this. But here's a part of that. I want to dissect part of that because we can go into some of these issues based on the conversation they were having.
An example of what happened in Scotland recently, because it cost the First Minister of Scotland her job. She was a trailblazing woman in British politics, been in that position a number of years. And it was an extraordinary case of a male rapist who, as a male, raped two women. And then at his trial, suddenly put his hand up and said, I identify as a woman. And as a result, was sent to a female prison, to a woman's prison. And there was such an outcry that the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, came under huge pressure and incredibly doubled down and defended what had happened. And women, understandably, went nuts and went, what are you doing? Putting effectively male rapists into women's prisons just because limitless self-identity now means this is what this person can do. And it's that when women talk about infringement into their safety and fairness and equality, it's that they're talking about. And people have to stand up for women. And if every time a woman stands up for women's rights at the moment, whether it's J.K. Rowling or Riley Gaines or whoever it may be, they get shamed, they get vilified, they get hounded, they get death threats. It's completely disgusting. You've got to be able to promote fairness for trans people, many of whom I think really suffer in this debate because a lot of it is so inflammatory on both sides, but you've also got to protect women's rights.
Welcome back, folks. Again, that was Piers Morgan. And what more can you say on this subject, right? A male rapist identifies as a woman and gets sent to a female prison. And the people who want to support that double down. Nicola Sturgeon is a guy he mentioned. He double downs on, this is if the guy feels this way, this is the way it should be. This is a rapist. I want to explain to you just how bad it's gotten to the point where moderates like Piers Morgan are looking at it, and women are going, wait a minute, this makes no sense. Folks, this is the level of crazy that we have to, gotta let these guys go. We gotta let them showcase that level of crazy. Because what happens is people start to say, we've lost it. Democrats go, we've lost it. I gave you Democrat polling earlier about Joe Biden. Republicans despise him. Independents are essentially saying the same thing as Republicans. And Democrats, as they say, are getting soft on Joe Biden. No, they're not. They're soft on leftism, and Joe Biden is the fallout. And only thing that he can try to do is he can try to pivot back to Trump-era policies. But what Piers Morgan just laid out, if you're a woman and somebody says, okay, this guy raped five women, but he's now declaring himself a woman and he's going to a woman's prison. What do you think the average woman would say? You understand? The average woman is going to go, that's ridiculous. That's putting women in harm's way. In every aspect of what we're talking about, we're putting women in harm's way. Now, I'm talking about leftists, not us. Leftists are putting women in harm's way. Now, I want to go back. I want you to hear this woman, this congresswoman. I don't know her name, but she wants to give a rebuttal. And, of course, she sides with, well, no one should fear rape in prison. Well, you go to a man's prison and you better fear it. But she goes on to try to give some level of protection here. And Piers Morgan destroys her. Here's part of that clip.
Nobody should fear being raped in prison, whether that rapist was put in a male prison or a female prison. So the goal here is to make sure people are safe in custody, and that's really the focus of that debate. So
where you allow limitless self-identity, you allow people to abuse the system, and that's exactly what's now been happening. And we see it in sport. Leah Thomas, a 6'4", former biological male swimmer who competed unsuccessfully against men, then transitions to be a woman, says I'm a woman, and destroys women, wins NCAA championships.
And I believe still has a penis.
And still has a penis. And that's the bottom line. And
which helps when you're swimming.
Well, of course.
It's like a rudder, I think.
I don't know.
It is.
I don't know if it's a rudder.
I believe, I believe aerodynamically unlocks
the physiology,
that, right.
Physiology definitely helps you beat women in a pool. And we've seen that.
But when you see her in the locker room, it is kind of a ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It looks ridiculous. And the fact that we can't debate these things, I mean, that they just seem so dogmatic about it that if you even bring it up, and, you know, if somebody says, and I've seen, I was going to say it a minute ago, I've seen videos of teachers saying, I tell my kids there is no such thing as a boy or a girl. I can understand why someone out there who is a Trump supporter who says, you know, you're always attacking Donald Trump because he gets rid of norms, and he does, and it's awful. Norms about government and democracy, really fundamental stuff. But this is like norms about life itself. When you start talking about there's no such thing as boys and girls, to a lot of people it's like, I need a Bud Light. You know, I mean, that's...
Welcome back, folks. Nice segue by, Bill Maher. But what's funny is Bill Maher doesn't even get it. He says Trump does a lot. He destroys norms. But in this particular case, him destroying a norm, you know, this whole issue of transgender, this one's good. But him destroying government, that's bad. Is it? Trump's destroying norms is the only thing that's separating us from third world status. It's the only thing that's keeping us as a constitutional republic is his destroying norms, his draining the swamp. What is Bill Maher talking about? How does he think we got to where we've gotten, where we're talking about rights for men who want to pretend to be women so they can dominate women? That's destroying a norm. Because women should be able to compete only against women, at least in sports. You want to make it an academic exercise, fine. But you're talking about things where men are physically... And I know, look, this to me is so boring because...
There's definitely a difference between a man and a woman. Look,
you're a smart enough audience, you know that. You don't need me pandering to you on that. But... what I'm telling you is the bigger picture is how they're framing this, and it transfers into everything we're talking about. There's always somebody that's being aggrieved when the left gets involved. But black folks are, now that they're giving so much to black people, white people are going, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. We're all human beings. We're all supposedly fighting for the greater good, and why is it you keep pandering to blacks, or why is it you're pandering, and I keep coming back to this, they pander to women while they don't pander to women. They tell women, we're going to get you that 72, you know, that extra 18 cents an hour or 28 cents an hour you don't get from not being a man, but, oh, by the way, we're going to take over all your roles as men. Well, which is it? And that's what I love about this particular subject. Is we get to put them on tilt with it. When we come back, we'll play the rest of this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can understand why someone out there who is a Trump supporter who says, you know, you're always attacking Donald Trump because he gets rid of norms, and he does, and it's awful. Norms about government and democracy, really fundamental stuff. But this is like norms about life itself. When you start talking about there's no such thing as boys and girls, to a lot of people, it's like, I need a Bud Light.
Kind of back to Pierce's point, I mean, we should be able to have a civil discussion about these things. I think, you know, some people have trans people in their lives that they know and they love, and they're concerned about their safety and their well-being. Other people, it's a newer, unfamiliar topic, and we should be able to have a civil debate. Nobody, including Riley Gaines, who I disagree with strongly, should be...
What do you disagree with out of interest?
I think that it should be up to sporting bodies to make the decisions about who and
how. What if she said that that's actually wrong?
I think that what she has done is try to turn this. We talked about people, you know, becoming, using things to kind of get likes and get clicks.
That's not what she's doing. I've got no truck to write against personally, but all I've seen her do is stand up for women's rights to fairness and equality.
She
actually competed against Leah Thomas, and it was obviously unfair. Leah Thomas won one of the races in the NCAA championships by 50 seconds against a bunch of biological females who simply couldn't keep up. That cannot be right. It cannot be fair.
That is something that I think our sporting bodies should be dealing with. And by the way, Riley is speaking up for herself, and that is her prerogative, and I respect her free speech.
I think she's speaking up for pretty much every female athlete in the world.
I mean, wasn't that the point of Title IX? Title IX in the early 70s was something that was a major event in feminism, that we finally have this law that says at colleges, right, and I think high schools do, but definitely colleges, women's sports have to be given equal to men's sports so that women aren't getting, you know, and this led to the WNBA and lots of other stuff. This seems to be the opposite of that. It seems to be so many instances, I think, where wokeness is the opposite of what I grew up as liberalism. Liberalism wants, let's give the women an equal shot.
Let's
put a male in the swimming pool with the women. I don't get it.
It's crazy. And meanwhile, trans people who genuinely want to compete at athletics and swimming or whatever it may be, they're the ones who are suffering here. They need to be found a way to compete fairly and justly.
Well, what's your answer then?
I think there's one or two answers. I think they either compete against their biological sex, as many of them did before, or you create an entirely new category. So transgender athletes. And then they're able to compete fairly. But what you cannot do is continue to allow more and more trans athletes to start decimating women's records. In some cases, irrevocably. It's just not fair.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. I gotta tell you, that Democrat woman, what can you be possibly thinking? It's the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Pierce says, why are you disagreeing with Riley Gaines? Well, she's doing this for clicks. Really? She's doing this for clicks. She's doing this because she considers herself the top female swimmer, you know, or amongst them, and she got blown out of the water by a dude. And she said, this isn't fair. It would be like putting a fifth grader into the ring with Mike Tyson in his prime. You get what I'm saying? You look at it and you go, that's just not fair. And I could give you 1,000 scenarios. It's not fair. And this woman says, oh, it's all about her personal gain. It's all about, yeah, it's about her saying, I put in the time and the effort in order to compete against people that I thought were going to be my peers. And then you throw a wrinkle in it and you say, no, no, no. And by the way, in case you're starting to get the picture here, this is leftism. They don't care if it's fair. If it achieves the means of what they want, they don't care. You want an example? The 2020 election. Joe Biden can't compete against Donald Trump. So what do? They change the rules. They say, we will do whatever it takes to make this person win. And they completely unlevel the playing field. Let's just stuff the ballot boxes. Let's not let them fight
And oh, by the way, we agree with transparency, except don't look. We agree with transparency. We'll sue you. We agree with transparency. But if you do anything that tries to get to transparency and show what we actually did, you're an election denier. This is not about Riley Gaines and the person who beat her in the raid. This is about leftism says we've determined that transgender is our issue. It is a minority issue. It is not something that is on the minds of people. It is not something anybody wants, like Joe Biden. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to force you to take it. If we got to stuff the ballot box, if we got to stuff the media, if we got to get the DOJ after you, whatever it takes, you want to be a parent? You want to go to a school board and complain about transgender reading hours? We'll put you on the FBI list. You want to say that transgender shouldn't do this or that? We're going to call you homophobic. We're going to get, you get where I'm going? Yeah, a little more clear now, isn't it? It's not about the trans issue. It's about taking a minority issue, making you believe it's bigger than what it is. Oh, the trans issue got 81 million votes. The most of anything out there because it's on the minds of everybody. The same way they told you everybody loves Joe Biden. Are you kidding? They hated Trump. Oh, you know who they hate now? They hate you transphobe people. They hate you people that don't want to allow these people to live their lives. They're going to force you to do it, whether you like it or not. I love when Piers Morgan said, if every time a woman stands up for women's rights, they get hounded, well, what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Women will stop standing up for their rights. The same way white folks. Look at the average white person and say something about, well, black people have BET. And if you think a white person, well, we should have WET. They may be thinking it, but they'll never say it. If you talk about the obvious, there's a black-only event going on, white people go, well, it's okay. I guess it's okay. I mean, No, it isn't. It's not okay. And since when did that become okay? They shut you down to the point where you lose common sense. If somebody said there's going to be an event and it's black only, the first thing out of your mouth should be, why would you discriminate? Well, it has to do with black issues. What? What? Explain to me what a black issue is, please. Well, Kevin, I mean, black people are poor. White people are poor. Well, Kevin, black people have high rates of blah, blah, blah. I don't care. What? High rates of murder? What? You think white people don't get murdered? Name me whatever you think it is as part of the human condition that is unique to blacks. Sickle cell. White people can get sickle cell. You get what I'm saying? It may. There's always something. Okay, well, black people tan easier than, can tan better or protection from the sun. Okay, fine. White people do better in the snow. Okay? In other words, there's always an equal and opposite somewhere. What is it you're trying to say? There are no black issues. There are no white issues. There are human issues. And the human issues are brought up by different things. If you got too big of feet, I guarantee you there's something out there that you can't do. If your hands are too little, you can't do something. But I tell you, but if your hands are too little and you can't palm a basketball, they probably do pretty good with something else. It's just, why are we always looking for these differences? There's trans people. Get over it. And by the way, let's call it what it is. For the most part, it's some sort of mental disorder. And that's okay. Depression is a mental disorder. Overeating can be a mental disorder. Doesn't make you a bad person. And we can learn that as conservatives, by the way. That, so what, the guy's a freak or the girl's a freak? She wants to be a boy. He wants to be a girl. And look at the standards. It's funny because you start looking at double standards. If a woman wants to be a girl, she acts kind of tomboyish. So we kind of dismiss it. But if a boy wants to be a girl, we go, ooh, boy, look at him. He's kind of a sissy. There's a double standard in a lot of this stuff. But you know what? We've been dealing with it for millennia. We know how to handle it. And we've gotten better at handling all this stuff because we are finally developing a compassion as human beings. But you know what the left is doing? They're stamping out your compassion because they say, you're going to take this. We're going to force you to take Joe Biden. We don't care what your boat is. We're going to force you to accept a Dylan Mulvaney. And you know what? We're going to do it where it's in academia, it's in corporate America. We're going to put it in your face, and you're going to do it, and you will obey your master.
How's that feel?
Well, I'm not obeying.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.